We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Author's Corner segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program author Dr. Lauren Krigler. And Dr. Lauren's book is Good Sex Requires More Than Just Doing It. Dr. Lauren, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's go into coming up. Where did the idea for the book come from?
Well, I am a doctor of physical therapy, and I specialize in women's health. And so I've been helping people in the bedroom since 2008. And I know that's not something you would imagine that most physical therapists do, and they don't, but there are a few of us with that specialty. And I'm helping them with everything from pain to reduced desire and pleasure and inability to climax. And all of these problems are physical. They also have a huge emotional component and a psychological side. And so a few years into this work, I realized that if I just treat the physical part and I don't treat the emotional side, I'm creating a state where they can have sex, but they may not want to. So good sex requires more than just doing it is the result of that coaching and pulling out all those ideas to increase desire and bonding.
Who is this book for?
Well, this book is primarily for women. Sex is an important part in intimate relationships, and a lot of times one member of the couple treats it as a side note, and I'll go ahead and make the stereotype because it is often the woman who will put that aside as if it's not something that's important, but it's an important part of bonding. And research shows that 30% of women don't climax regularly with intimacy, and 40% of women struggle with low libido, and 50% of women are unhappy with their sex lives. And this is women who are sexually active. What happens is they feel so alone, and it's not that they're alone. It's just that nobody's talking about it.
Wow. And then is this a rare problem?
So it's really not so rare. As we said, like 40% of women are having low libido, which means that they're just not excited about having sex. They're not looking forward to it. That's the old joke about, you know, she has a headache, right? And we're all familiar with that, right? But nobody looks into how to solve that. And it's not headache.
But see, also, I think, and I'll get to the next question, but I also believe it's also based on that the relationship has kind of lost its luster in certain aspects. And they stay together. And but I'm sure you look into that as well in certain ways, where basically the love is lost in certain aspects because there's not been enough of a great intimate relationship between the couple, right?
Right. And that's what, you know, I have a chapter on communicating better and a chapter on, you know, flirting. You know, to your point, when I was originally researching this book, I literally Googled, do married people flirt, just to see what I would get. And there were a bunch of hits on when is flirting crossing the line? When is flirting cheating? The instant assumption was that if married people are flirting, then they're flirting with someone else. And, you know, that's how we first fell in love. Why aren't we doing it 10, 20, 30 years later? So I talk about how to get that started and how to, you know, continue to come and present yourself the way you were before in many different ways.
What makes you so passionate about this topic?
You know, I think there are times in life when I've seen so many people lose what's most important to them over something that's relatively a small problem and one that would cost them very little to solve, very little time and effort, right? You could lose your marriage. You could lose your closeness, which I think is just as important. You know, marriage is separation on paper, but closeness is separation emotionally, and you could lose your own happiness and stop looking forward to having, you know, this intimate time, not to mention your partner's happiness. So if I have solutions to that, I feel passionate about sharing that with every woman.
Does your sex life affect other areas of your life? I think the answer is yes.
You know, what's funny, when I was researching that, there are over 1,000 studies on how your sex life affects the rest of your life. So, you know, in your relationship, of course, communication is key. And I talk about communication a lot. But your sex life actually improves, according to studies, whether or not you communicate well. So I guess it's true that actions speak louder than words. But also, you know, it affects your parenting. It affects your work life. There are studies that show that sexual satisfaction at home improves performance at work. So can you imagine the new HR policies that might be coming out? But also it helps your emotional and physical health by lowering your stress level. And having good sex can actually make you save money and lose weight.
Interesting. So a lot of things that definitely people need to think about in certain ways. What causes people to lose interest in sex? And is that just inevitable as relationships go on through the years?
So, you know, a lot of people do think, well, this is just an aging process. This is a drop in hormones. This must be something wrong with me, right? And women are left wondering, like, why this change? And why don't I enjoy sex like I used to? And is there a way to boost my sex life without hormones or medications? And, you know, I think the thing is a lot of people expect that if you want to have big results, you must create this big change. But I've talked to hundreds of women about their intimate lives, and I found that actually small changes in a few key areas create really big results. So if you find ways to lower your stress levels, which I make suggestions, and eat better, you know, and that includes aphrodisiacs and also foods to avoid. If you exercise both your whole body and some very key areas that I walk people through, if you change your mindset, get back to dating, all of that stuff. And then of course there's areas of the book that are very direct about mastering your pleasure. So that, you know, if you're getting the end result that you want, you're going to be more likely to want to come back to the table and do that again.
Interesting. Was writing a book about a taboo topic hard for you?
Before I wrote a book about sex, I read many books about sex. I've been doing this for 12 years. And I found that there were all kinds of books that covered surgery, shots in places that no woman wants to have a shot, finding, you know, obscure places on the anatomy and using really big anatomical terms and clinical speak. It was really dry reading, most of it. And I think that that type of book is easy to write because you're hiding behind that white coat, you're hiding behind professionalism, and you're creating this distance between you and the topic and you and the audience. And with Good Sex Requires More Than Just Doing It, a very direct title, for I wanted it to be very direct. I wanted to write a book that gave women simple, practical, real solutions to their real problems, both emotionally and physically. And so that type of book I found was much harder to write. And I also wanted to make it fun and entertaining. So, you know, with permission, I've shared stories from my clients and even stories from my own life. My husband did not get to read this until it was completely done and already signed off on. And so that part, yeah, once your book's out there and your stories are out there, they're out there. So it was more intimidating than I thought it would be when the process started, but I'm already getting such great feedback that if it helps women, it is 100% worth it.
All right. So where can people purchase your book and learn more about you?
All right. Well, you can find Good Sex Requires More Than Just Doing It on Amazon, and also find out more about my blog on drlaurenkrigler.com, where I'm talking about this. You can also buy the book there, and that's drlaurenkrigler.com.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by and appreciate the information. It was really interesting.
Thanks so much, Neil.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.